The following is a special presentation from Cold Sports. You know the deal. You know what happens when you hear this voice right now. That's right. We're going to award the lowest of the low, the ones who really been acting bad out here in these streets. Cold Sports presents to you not the dolt of the month. No, no, no. We're going to award very soon the dolt of the quota. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and all commutes and tasks in between. Cold Sports! I am that man, that's right, you're a man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you've entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. And this is a show, as you always know, with this particular brand, on another level as well. Because you are about to be tuned into, if you have not heard this before, the Dolt of the Month! And who do we have on tap for this bright, hot summer month of July 2016? Well, here is contestant number one right here for you, Pat Riley. Now, this man promised his 13-year player, he has coached him before, and of course now he is the president of this now player, former player, Dwayne Wade. He promised Wade, I'll take care of you. The sacrifices you're making with your salary and deferring money and deferring time on the court, we're going to take care of you. You see how they're doing it with Kobe out in L.A.? We're going to do the same thing to you. We're going to take care of you. And then Pat Riley pulls a Nino Brown, and he says, friends are friends, but this is business. And business dictates that a 34-year-old shooting guard that has been oft injured for the last 5 years is going so far out of style that we have to get younger. Yeah, that was a punk move, Mr. Riley. Punk move. Contestant number two, Isaiah Cromwell. Now, he's on this list because he had an Instagram cartoon caricature or picture on his page of a black man dressed in a black hoodie getting behind a police officer. And of course, the police officer was a whole lot lighter in shade. Had a knife getting ready to slit the throat. Actually was in the process of slitting the throat of said officer. And I actually heard some talk from some people saying that picture was basically a depiction of an eye for an eye. Well, the NFL did not find it to be freedom of speech worthy or politically correct or the right thing to do. And he has since taken down the picture, but it's an ignominious honor nonetheless. Now, I could have mentioned Draymond Green for punching out a fan, but we already know he's a fool. Moving on. Contestant number three, Brock Lesnar. For failing his drug test, according to the U.S. Anti-Doping Association, for his upcoming UFC 200 fight, not once, but he failed it twice. And he still got on the card and wrestled, fought, whatever have you. You gotta love justice sometimes. And no fine. Which brings me to contestant number four, Alden Smith. For taking a puff, taking another puff, not passing, branding the Periscope video that he shot, and it went viral, and stamping his name on the shot, as you see nothing but a cigarillo in front of an ashtray. Sometimes you just have to shake your head and wonder. Those are your contestants, and they are as follows. Pat Riley for going Nino Brown on Dwayne Wade. Isaiah Cromwell for fighting the power with a black man dressed in a hoodie slitting the throat of a police officer on his Instagram page. Brock Lesnar for failing 2 drug tests in his upcoming fight and not being taken off the card. And Alden Smith for filming his blazing techniques and branding the video by saying his name. Those are your contestants for July 2016's Dolt of the Month. When I come back, the winner of 2016, the July edition of Dolt of the Month. Sports on another level can be seen and heard on the social media platforms. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, rate, review to your heart's content. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports, the 5-star show that is sports for the intelligent sportsman. From analysts, to journalists, to athletes, and to all sports personalities in between, join us as you get an up-close and personal look at how things are behind the scenes of sports. Cole Sports presents Conversations. Follow along with us as we get to ask the questions that you have always wanted to ask, and you get the answers that you demand from the sports personalities themselves. Cole Sports presents Conversations on ColeSports.com and other social media outlets. Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Joe Montana? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these that I've just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free right now on ColeSports.com. I said for free. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. On ColeSports.com. So what are you waiting for? Go get it! Are you looking for the quintessential tool to tap within the champion within you? What if I were to tell you I actually have that tool for you? I do have that tool, and I can direct you right to it. Cole Sports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life. The Sports Edition. Come along with this journey as you get to see one athlete after another model different aspects of what a champion does and what a champion is. And ultimately, you'll find out what a champion really is from his eyes. Cole Sports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life, the Sports Edition. Available on paperback and on Kindle at Amazon.com and ColeSports.com. Join me as I take a little bit of Cole Sports the podcast visually. Cole Sports presents On the Daily. Come and get a good look, a visual look at how the energy, the intelligence, the humor, and even the frivolity of Cole Sports looks before your very eyes. Cole Sports presents On the Daily, weekdays on YouTube. The thrill of victory. The agony of defeat. and the riveting stories all along the way. From the champagne being poured to the heads hung low for a job not well done. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Come along with us as we reach into the past, bring it into the present, and thrust it forward into the future. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective, coming to a premium content platform nearest you. Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Cole Sports has a store. That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Cole Sports Shopping Center is at colesports.com, and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Cole Sports store right now. Cole Sports! Available on social media outlets everywhere and colesports.com. Episode that only happens four times a year. That's right. Cole Sports will award the second quarter of Dolt of the Quarter. Oh, you gotta look forward to this one. This is a special show, and I know you're gonna love it. But see, that is for the next special. But for this one, right here, we are going to award 2016's the July edition of Dolt of the Month. And the winner is... not Pat Riley, not Isaiah Cromwell, not Alden Smith, and for the first time since we've done this, not Brock Lesnar. That's right. None of these contestants have won July 2016's Dolt of the Month, because in an unprecedented move, we are awarding this month's trophy to Dana White. Yeah. Give it up. Give it to him. Give it up. Show him how much you appreciate him. Now, why did we change course and award this man for Dolt of the Month and he was not awarded Dolt of the Week? Well, it was because we thought long and we thought hard about how this young man who has built this fighting league, who combines boxing with other disciplines of fighting with wrestling, and it got us to understanding that it is difficult to grasp that you had a fighter who was a co-main eventer of your June card, or July card, I'm sorry. And he tests positive. You have a fighter on a recent card UFC 200, who tested positive not once, but tested positive twice before his fight, and you didn't suspend him. Meanwhile, we got John Bones Jones, who I know, yes, he's a troublemaker and he's a rebel rouser, and the dude just simply is self-destructing before our very eyes. For the same fight, he also fails a drug test with the U.S. Anti-Doping Association, but he only failed one test, and you took him off the card. So, we can go with two different angles. One man is black, the other man is white. Which one got taken off the card, and which one did not? But we can go with another angle, too. One draws money, the other we don't care about. Which one will be taken off the card? We can go even a third route. One does pay-per-view buys like none other, and the other doesn't. Which one is going to get taken off the card? Listen to me, Mr. White. In fact, I don't think you'll listen to me. Probably you'll do better if you read this, if you know what I mean. Email Dana White. Subject of email. What is wrong with you, fool? Body of email. Mr. White, you can't perform double standards like that. Your league is fairly new, what, 10 years going? You have to run a ship that is equal for all. So if one guy fails a drug test with the same drug, I may add, as another, and you pull one fighter off the card, you got to pull the second fighter off the card. It doesn't matter if you're paying this guy $2.5 million. It doesn't matter if this guy gets you probably 500,000 pay-per-view buys. It doesn't matter if he fills out your 10,000 seat stadium in Las Vegas. It doesn't matter. If you have a standard, you have to go by that standard. You can't have one standard be good for one and one standard be good, not so good for the other. Otherwise, you will be doing like what I respect Jimmy Johnson for saying this, but it's like what the former Cowboys head coach Jimmy Johnson said. He says, look, I treat all my players fair, but I do not treat them all the same. The star players will get preferential treatment, more so than the 53rd man on my bench. Why? Because the star players do deserve preferential treatment. But guaranteed, I'm going to ride them as hard as I'm going to ride the other guys. And Jimmy did. But at least he was fair about it. You see, Dana, you could have done that. You could have said, you know what? John Bones Jones, he has potential. And he actually was a champion. I stripped him of the title last year because he was doing boneheaded stuff. You know, so I think he has to learn a lesson. Brock, on the other hand, well, he's here because he is a special attraction. Just like what WWE does, that's what we're going to do at UFC. He's going to be a special attraction. And you know what? We need to bump up the buy rates. And yeah, if we have to drug him a couple of times, fine. We'll drug him a couple of times. Come on, Dana. Come on, Dana. Now, you know the whole sports world is full of turmoil as it is. Boxing, the main competitor of UFC, has suffered from doping issues all throughout its history. So why would you create this double standard now when your sport is going good and going strong and getting stronger? Because you're using a very good marketing technique. You're taking what's best for the wrestling end, which is the over-the-top promotion of it all, and you're combining it with the realism of boxing. It's a great combination. But don't spoil it by having two sets of rules for your fighters. That's no good. That's not right. That's foul. And I'm calling you on that foul. So what you will do is from this point forth, if you have a fighter that fails a U.S. Anti-Doping Association drug test for whatever banned substance you have for your fighters, I don't care if he draws you $250,000 or draws you $2.5 million or draws you $25 million. I don't care if he gets you 500,000 pay-per-view buys or 5 million pay-per-view buys or even 5. It doesn't matter. If the standard for one is if you fail your test, you're gone, then the standard for all should be if you fail your test, you're gone. Get to the bottom of it. And if it is an illegal, and if it's a drug that it shouldn't be on the on the banned substance list, then take care of that too. And also rectify that matter with John Bones Jones, if that's the case. If not, then the UFC will start to spiral downward into a place where I don't think you'll come back from. Because you'll have people who will consider your league counterfeit. They'll consider your league phony. They'll consider your league fake. And all the goodwill you built up by building up Ronda Rousey, and to a certain extent, Brock Lesnar, and even before then with Chael Sonnen, all of that will be gone by the wayside. And it should go by the wayside. You can't perform double standards. And your sport still continues to thrive. Cole Johnson. ColeSports.com. So bottom line is this, Dana. Clean up your sport, or the rest of the world will clean up the UFC. And you know how the XFL left as quick as it came? Now, you had a stay that was longer than the XFL and even the USFL. But your fate will be just like those two football leagues. Here today, gone tomorrow. If you happen to like this episode, the special episode, or any of the regular episodes that you hear, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports, that's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook, again, sports with a Z, Cole Sports again, or to my Canadian friend, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on the following social media networks as well: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram. Like, share, rate, review, subscribe, follow, comment to your heart's content. And I appreciate all the love that I get, especially on iTunes. Give me that subscription, the rate, and the review, because the more of them I get, the more this profile of this show is raised. And the more the profile of this show is raised, the more eyes that see it and the more earlobes that hear it. I thank you for all your comments, criticisms, and encouragement. It is a welcomed addition to this show as it improves. More importantly than the subscriptions, the rates, the reviews, the likes, the shares, the follows, and the comments, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson. And this is Go Sports! Go Sports, a Comey Media production in association with the SD WV Network.